Fat Man and Little Boy, code names for the two atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on Japan. The vestiges of those attacks never disappeared. Radiation sickness, then concerns that children of survivors might also get sick someday. In Japan, atomic bomb survivors receive support from the government, including free medical checkups. And in Hiroshima, the aging children of A-bomb survivors have now sued the government to get the same support as their parents. Reporter Ibi Caputo brings us that story.
In a quiet room at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum, there's a video simulation of the bombing that devastated the city on August 6, 1945. Visitors ride on the tail of Little Boy as it falls towards Hiroshima, explodes, and produces a mushroom cloud that fills the screen. The world's first atomic weapon killed 140,000 people.
Nakatani Etsuko. My name is Etsuko Nakatani.
Nakatani Etsuko hadn't yet been born, but her father was a teacher in Hiroshima at the time. Etsuko says her father rarely spoke of the bombing.
Kawa no mizu ga mienai kurai.
But he did mention one thing, that there were so many dead bodies in the river, you couldn't see the water.
Her father escaped the bombing because he was out of town that day. The next morning, he returned to the city to check on his school, but it was gone. All 319 students were dead.
Even though he couldn't save anybody, he stayed to help cremate the bodies and collect the bones to give to the parents.
But that meant he was exposed to residual radiation, lingering in the city after the bombing. After a few days, Etsuko's father collapsed and started showing signs of radiation sickness. He grew pale and lost his hair, had a high fever and diarrhea. He slept all day. Many people died from residual radiation. Etsuko's father was able to recover, but she says the memory of what happened haunted him.
Because he had this experience, he was very worried about his children.
Even his children who were born after the bombing, like Etsuko. She was born 4 years later. Her father worried about her and her siblings' health and about discrimination. Rumors spread that bomb survivors carried contagious diseases and that their children would be disabled or have deformities.
I still remember those words very vividly, and I have been feeling very anxious about it ever since.
Etsuko says she was a sickly child. She and her family feared that was because of the bomb. She says it's one of the reasons she never married.
I was thinking, what will happen if I have children?
Etsuko is now 69, and she still worries about getting sick because of her father's exposure to radiation. And she's not alone. A few years ago, she founded an organization of children of survivors of the Hiroshima bombing. And today, she's also a plaintiff in a lawsuit against the Japanese government seeking to win medical benefits for survivors' children. Decades after the war, a law was passed that made atomic bomb survivors, or hibakusha, eligible for special health benefits. Etsuko's lawsuit is aimed at extending those benefits to people like her. The problem is, there's no evidence that children conceived after the bombing have suffered higher rates of illness.
Until now, we have not seen effects.
Eric Grant is with the Radiation Effects Research Foundation in Hiroshima, an organization that investigates the health effects of atomic bomb radiation on both survivors and their children. These studies have been ongoing since soon after the war.
And therefore, it would be surprising to see large effects over the next 10 years compared to what we've seen over the past 70 years.
The Japanese government seems even more certain. In its response to the lawsuit, the government cites a 2013 report by the United Nations Scientific Committee on the Effects of Atomic Bomb Radiation. It states there is no scientific proof that genetic mutations occur in children whose parents were exposed to radiation. Separately, a spokesperson for the government's Health Service Bureau said there is, quote, absolutely no scientific basis, end quote, for claims that children of survivors have been affected. But Eric Grant says that may not be the last word.
Of course, the possibility remains, and we continue to do the studies.
This possibility, however small, worries many children of survivors. It doesn't help that a lot of them don't trust the data that shows no health effects. This distrust goes back all the way to the days after the war, when researchers studied A-bomb survivors but didn't treat their injuries. Children of survivors are also concerned because lab studies of mice do show genetic mutations in the offspring of parents exposed to radiation, but it's not clear whether those studies have any relevance to health impacts in humans. Grant says there is now technology to look for genetic markers that could indicate mutations due to radiation, but he says the Radiation Effects Research Foundation hasn't yet begun those studies.
They're terribly expensive. And it's only been until very recently that the technology exists to do such a study.
Grant says researchers hope to move ahead on these soon. But Nakatani Etsuko doesn't want to wait for more research. She says the government should extend the bomb survivor support laws just in case.
The problem is, the government relies on the data, and as long as the research shows that children of survivors are not affected by radiation, the government is not willing to extend support laws.
Like Etsuko, some children of survivors are now in their 60s and 70s, and they've lived with anxiety about their health for their whole lives.
The most important problem is our insecurity about our own health.
It's an unquenchable fear that may be one of the most enduring impacts of the bomb. For The World, Ibi Caputo, Hiroshima, Japan.